save your chosen piece. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Our podcast, we're back for a Monday. There's a bit of this and a bit of that. There's some stuff there. It was good. Good morning. It's a lovely morning, you guys.
Oh, podcast.
Yeah, podcast.
I was going to sing "Full of the Kings and All of the Queens." Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Just know my pop culture.
Enjoy yourselves, and we will catch you later.
Okay, so you can pretty much just use us as a PA system right now, right? I want to know, what did someone borrow and not bring back? Now, I came across this video over the weekend, and it was of this guy who had parked his pickup truck along the side of the road, right? What?
Oh, I love the story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to paint the picture here, right, before I play the audio out for you guys. Parked his truck alongside the road and he's gone into the shops and he's come back out and he's confronted with a guy that has got his car jacked up and is taking his wheel. Now, the guy's pulled out his phone to start filming, like, you know, what are you doing? This is what happened.
What are you doing?
How's it going, sir?
What are you doing?
Taking your tire.
You're taking my tire?
Yes, sir.
And why is that?
My tire's gone.
Your tire's gone? So you're going to just take other people's tire?
Something like that.
I just want to let you know that I have police coming on the way.
All right, cool. I was going to take my rim off my truck and then put it on your truck.
Sure, buddy.
Borrow it and then bring it back.
Oh, okay. That's what it is, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Literally stealing his wheel.
So he had a flat, saw one that would work on his car, walked over to it in the street, jacked it up, went to steal the tire.
Pretty much.
And said he was just going to borrow it and bring it back. That makes plenty of sense.
What's the likelihood that you reckon he's going
to
bring it back?
Can you imagine coming back to your car and seeing the flat tire?
Mate. Would have been fumey, right? Anyway, so I just thought, you know, how many times someone has borrowed something off you and hasn't returned it? Give us a call on 13 10 60.
I've still got a mate. I borrowed a T-shirt off him in year 12 at school, so 15 years ago, and because it had Xavier Martinez written on it. And still to today, he'll ask me where it is. 15 years.
Why didn't you give it back?
Well, I was wearing it. It suited me. It still does. Zave, where's that Xavier Martinez?
Have you still got it floating around somewhere now?
No. No, of course I don't. I wore it once and lost it.
Oh, Xavier.
I've still got a sleepover or something. There's a cartoon that we used to watch as kids back in the day called Visionaries.
Yeah.
And it used to be on VHS tape. And we'd go and get, every time like a new one was released at the video store, we'd go and get one.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the 90s here. So going back to like 92, 93.
Yeah.
And I've still got volume one from the video store that was never returned.
That's theft.
Don't get at me about this, mate. Don't start.
No wonder there's no video stores open anymore.
Who when Game of Thrones first came out, right? Oh, yeah. I think it was like about the season 3. One of the guys I used to work with back in Dubbo had it on a little hard drive thing. And I took it to download it and to download it off onto my own. And I thought I gave it back, but I didn't. Right? So I thought I'd given it back. I swore black and blue I didn't have it. And then about a year later, I found it behind the TV.
Naughty.
So, I mean, that as well, too.
At least you're not stealing
from
a business.
And I still have it. Well, that's true, yeah.
Tomorrow I need to do a phone topic with you, Pete.
No, you
How
don't.
How long did you do behind bars?
Remember that time he stole
EB
a game?
I haven't stolen a game. Yeah. I borrowed it.
I haven't finished it yet, so
I'm yet to take it back.
I'm going to teach you a life lesson tomorrow.
I'm
going to get people who've done time in the big house for stealing, just so you know how bad it is.
Thanks, mate.
Do you know, over in other countries, get their fingers chopped off.
Yeah, we live in Australia.
You're a dog.
In WA.
Oh, Xavier, that's...
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen
piece. What did someone borrow and not bring back?
Yeah, now this is because I came across this video over the weekend of this guy who had parked his car alongside the road and he went into the shops, came back from the shops, and some dude had pulled up behind him in his own pickup and jacked his car up and started taking his wheel. But this is what happened when he confronted him.
What are you doing?
How's it going, sir?
What are you doing?
Taking your tire.
You're taking my tire?
Yes, sir.
And why is that?
My tire's gone.
Your tire's gone, so yeah. You're gonna just take other people's tire?
Something like that.
I just want to let you know that I have police coming on the way.
All right, cool. I was gonna take my rim off my truck and then put it on your truck.
Sure, sure, buddy.
Borrow it and bring it back.
Oh, okay. That's what it is, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
But borrow it. Do you reckon he would have bought it back?
Pass it on. That's what I say.
All right, let's go to the phones. Amy in Westminster. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, girl. What has someone borrowed and not bought back?
Well, about 2 years ago, I bought this brand new baking dish. Mm. I had it for about 3 days before my best friend borrowed it.
Yeah.
And last Friday, I finally got it back because it didn't fit in her cupboard anymore.
Yeah. Oh, at least
she got a new pot and mine didn't have a home.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah, yep. Just be thankful you got it back.
Yeah, don't be so ungrateful you got your item back.
All right, Sam, I'm dialing down. Jeez, what did someone borrow and not bring back?
When I was 5 years old, Santa brought me a brand new CD. All Saints, Never Ever.
Oh, yes. Oh, what brilliant. A gem.
Can you sing a little bit for us, Sam? How's it go?
No, I can't, sorry.
Oh, okay. No worries.
No one would appreciate that, trust me. Look, my sister asked to borrow the CD on Christmas morning, and I totally forgot about it. And about 10 years later, when she was moving house, very graciously offered me to go through my CDs and see which one you want to pick out and keep. And my CD was there.
Oh,
that felt so...
Oh, here we go, Egg.
Oh, mate, what a song.
Oh, man, it was such a jam. All right, let's go to Stacey from Secret Harbour. What has someone borrowed? I mean, it seems the last two callers have actually got their things back.
Well, it's a borrow. You get it back.
Yeah, but I said, what has someone borrowed and not bought back?
No, I love that. I love that they've got
Stacey
it back.
Stacey from Secret Harbour.
Hi. Funny story. I had some drinks with a friend and I didn't have a jumper and I got cold, so I borrowed a jumper. And I went to give it back to her and she said it wasn't hers, so I just kept the jumper. It was a cool jumper.
Yeah.
And... couple of weeks after that, I wore the jumper there again, and there was this other girl that was her friend, and she was looking at me really funny, like I'd had a jumper on.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything, and no one actually claimed this jumper, but I think it might be the other friend's jumper that I found.
It's the other friend's jumper, Peter.
Hey, Tony, last one here, mate. What did someone borrow and not bring back?
How you going?
Tops.
Good.
What's going on, Tony?
Yeah, I'm 56 years old, and when I was in my teenage years, I used to have these high platform shoes, and with all the three high bright colours on the front of them, that, you know, they're the same as John Travolta or Kiss used to wear in the day.
Right.
And about 30 years ago, a family or a friend, their little boy wanted to borrow them to go to a fancy dress, so I lent them to him and never got them back. And oh, I reckon I wouldn't have to be going to work today. They'd be worth a fortune.
Oh,
if I still
no.
Had them. Oh, Tone. Not the platform.
Not the 7 inches.
Oh, you remember? Yeah, and they were really round at the front. I reckon King Kong could have put them on, you know?
Oh, yeah. No.
Did you have the bell bottoms as well to go with them?
I had the flares, mate. The flares.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine, Tone. You would have looked $1 million.
100%. Hey, we've got a text through 0488 55 929X.
Yeah, Christy's text in, of course. Text line always open. My best friend once borrowed my boyfriend and didn't bring him back. So Christy's
Christy.
Boyfriend went walkabout with the best friend and didn't come back. Borrowed him.
Oh. Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. Morning, Lukey.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Hey, well, good morning.
How are you going?
Oh, not bad. Just got out of bed and had some brekkie. Now just
what are you wearing?
Good. What am I wearing? Oh, I'm wearing shorts and a singlet. It's nice and warm up here.
What's the weather going to do today?
Hey, what is the temp today?
Over in Cairns, it's about 30 degrees pretty much every day. But luckily, we play at night, which is nice and cool, so it'll be all right.
Hey, actually, how are you going with the shirt turnaround of games? I think what you play last Wednesday and you play again tonight?
Yes. It's pretty full on. We don't really train much during the week. We haven't had a day off in a while, so it's challenging, but illicit games come around quickly, so which is the positives.
Well, an example, Jules, of how teams are coping. Melbourne, who you play tonight, Luke, they've got 7 changes to their team, and you guys have got 0. So that's a good sign for you guys.
That's a great sign, and they're staying the level above us, which is it's pretty weird getting the elevators day of the game, day before the game.
Is there anyone you've had a barney with against Melbourne? Is there anyone who's ever said anything to you or anything that you've run into?
Nah. Thank God. That was a bit awkward, but no, it's all pretty good so far.
You guys hanging out? Do you actually hang out? Because we saw footage over the weekend of some of the big names like Gaz and a few of the others from different teams training together. Is that happening with you guys and, say, the likes of Melbourne bumping into each other, just hanging out?
When you see a few of the boys you know you hang around with and, you have a coffee with some other boys from different teams. But training-wise, no, we're all on our own training teams. Training for ourselves. But the boys played a scratch match yesterday, which was like a Freo team and a Sydney team, and Melbourne split their team in half and split it to Freo and Sydney, so it was a bit weird.
Hey, Luke, what's it like? I mean, over the weekend, obviously, it was coming out that a couple of the other players, not in Freo, but had come out of the hub and went to a strip joint and got kebabs and got into a fight. I mean, I know it's hard being confined to the hub, but is it really, that difficult that, to not go to a strip club and get a kebab and have a fight?
Oh, it is pretty difficult.
That's Luke's usual Saturday night.
No, we've got
kebab, titty bars and fights.
If the rules are that you have to stay in the bloody hub, at what point does your mind go,
at 3:30 in the morning,
I can get away with this? I mean,
after a few drinks, we probably think you can get away with it.
Yeah. Mate, the funny thing was too that Stack's credit card was declined. So he'd obviously spent a bit upstairs too. Obviously, had gone fully on the max. Hey, mate, I'm not sure about the finals run, whether you guys can still make it or not mathematically, but usually the end of the year, the footy trip's something you really look forward to and something I used to really enjoy getting on. Have you guys spoken about the possibility of maybe going up north of WA or anything like that? Is anyone in charge of the footy trip?
No, we actually haven't spoken about anything because we're not allowed to do a footy trip over in we're not allowed to do Mad Monday or anything in Queensland, and then we're going to go back to 2 weeks quarantine in Perth. So
of course.
We've still got a lot of time to plan it, so I think we're worried about the games, and then, someone will organise Mad Monday. Might have to sort something out.
Jeez, we used to have Mad Monday.
Got any ideas for me?
We used to have the footy trip organised by about round four.
I think it's extra plan it for you.
Oh, mate, I'd love to plan it. Now, mate, obviously Melbourne tonight, a game that is going to be pretty even, but great to see Fifey back in the midfield playing like the best player again.
Yeah, it's always good to have him in there. He's just a bull. He gets to work, which is handy for us. And to have a big body like that obviously helps Andy and Caleb Sarong out a little bit with their sore bodies. But, it's good watching him play. Always, if I've got nothing to kick to and I see him 1-on-2 or 1-on-3, I'll just kick it because I know you'll probably win it. So it's always handy.
And, Lukey, how's Hogue's shaping up for tonight as well, mate? Because obviously against his old club, do you expect him to get up and kick a few, and especially because he is up against his old club?
Yeah, I hope so. He played pretty well last week. He's just sitting on the end of didn't kick any goals, but he played pretty well. So, hopefully he can kick a few tonight. And obviously our ball movement helps him a lot. So if we can do a lot better than what we did last week, he should kick a few snags.
In your eyes, mate, Fifey top 10 sexiest in the comp or?
Yeah, definitely. I reckon top three or four.
Top three. It loses a couple of points for the years for me, but he'd be top 10.
Oh, Jesus.
He got big wingers on him.
Big wingers?
He got big wing nuts on him. Absolutely. But he'd be a top 10.
Oh, gosh. And Luke, last one for me, mate. How's your love life going? Good or bad?
Oh, it's great in Cairns. It's, not on Tinder or nothing. Nah, Cairns is
backpackers?
Very low key. Oh, I could take it there for a kebab, all right.
take some $1 notes with you, buddy.
All right, mate. It's great to be able to get to a Monday and look forward to footy tonight. Good luck to you and the boys.
Yeah,
v Melbourne, 5:10 at Kazali Stadium up there in Cairns. Good on you, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels
and peace. What are we doing?
How was your day, Pep?
Yeah. Oh, man. Actually, I feel like I've been holding on to this for a while.
I was like, what's with the pause?
Yeah, I was going to say out of 10. But don't get me wrong.
No, it was nice. It was Father's Day. And, I woke up in the morning and Liz had organised some things with the kids and the kids came running in and, jumped all over me.
Izzy got any idea?
I'll be honest. I pictured you would have a Father's Day. That's exactly what I pictured.
And that lasts for about
half an hour, and then it all goes south from
there.
You
got 30 minutes out of it, though.
You got 30 minutes out of it, which isn't too bad.
What went south?
Oh, mate, last night it was 8 o'clock, and I'm in the kitchen, and Mila comes walking into the kitchen after she's been in the master bedroom. Liz was in the master bedroom at the time.
The master bedroom?
What?
That's what it's called, mate.
Did you stop being your bedroom?
Yeah, our bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's the master of the house.
Oh, no.
And, oh, this is going to be interesting when you hear this.
Oh.
And she walks in and she goes, Mummy's sad.
Oh, here we go.
Mm. And I what do you mean, Mummy's sad? Come with me. Walk in and Liz is on the bed and she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Yep. And I put my arms around her and she buried her head into my chest and she's crying because it was just another bloody tough day as a parent yesterday. It was meant to be, you know, Father's Day. And you've got this, like you said, you know, that's how I imagine how your Father's Day would be. The kids, like everybody laughing and
barbecues
happy.
Barbecues outside and playing together.
Your Instagram story's definitely painted a different picture.
And Instagram does that. Yeah, Instagram paints a picture of happiness and all that. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, there was a lot of things to celebrate and be happy about. We were at our parents' house and all that sort of stuff. But far out, yesterday was tough. And it was tough, and it was I reckon it's been probably 3.5 years of that just about every day with our eldest daughter Mila. Like she is a crier, a whinger, a screamer.
Oh god.
You know when you go to the shops and there's two types of parents at the shops. The ones that are sitting at the table at the cafe with their kids and the kids are eating the muffin and they're happy and all that sort of stuff and they're drinking their cappuccino or their baby chino, you know,
their little milk or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're the ones with the daughter tucked under our arm, screaming and yelling while everybody's looking at us, walking out of the shopping center because she's not listening to what it is that you're trying to tell her.
Why is she screaming? Why is
she
upset?
We're those parents because she didn't get what she wanted, but she chucks a tantrum.
Is it a first child kind of thing?
I don't know, but the thing is my parents say, it's payback.
Oh, you were like this.
And apparently I was like that as well. And I'm the first child in our family. And my brother wasn't, and he's the second. And Izzy's not like that either.
Do you reckon the first gets everything? And then when the second comes, they don't get everything?
Yeah, maybe. Because the thing is, with Isabella, she's had to share everything since the moment she came into this world. Yeah. And also the other thing as well, and there are parents out there who have probably had their first who would agree with this. You dote over your first one like crazy.
Yeah.
Because everything is, oh my God, am I doing this the right way? Yeah. Are they going to be okay? Like the helicopter parenting is real. Whereas with the second one, you're just like, you'll be right. Like she runs into things and smacks her head against things. You just pick her up, pat her on the back and off you go. Whereas the eldest one, no, whatever you need, I'm right here. This is, and you kind of think to yourself, okay, is that the case? Maybe she is this way. And it was just a bloody tough day as a parent. And I guess I wanted to share this because it wasn't until last week where Em, who's another girl who works here in the station, who's got a young one, we were having a chat and she goes, oh, far out. Like
you were going to say something else.
Same.
Oh, I thought Pete's lost it.
No. We were having a chat and she goes, oh, far out. We had another day where everybody at the shops was staring at me. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, because I had to carry him out kicking and screaming. I feel like that's every day. And I just had a moment where I just went, okay, it's not just us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Father's Day is meant to be, as you said before, you know, that picture perfect. Everybody's around the table having a laugh and the kids are running around and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not perfect. And sometimes you're not perfect as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally okay. And if you're somebody out there who's got a kid who's actually quite tough, there are other people who are going through the same thing. Because it's easy to think at the shops while you're carrying your kid out kicking and screaming that you are the only one because everybody's staring at you.
Yeah.
That's not the case. Other people go through it as well. Man.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thanks. Yeah, sure. I mean, for me, that's not who I'm not a parent. So it's hard for me to kind of get it. But yeah, I do understand to a certain extent.
Oh, mate. Sometimes you just think to yourself, like, we both.
You mean you seem very exhausted. Like, talking about it.
It is exhausting. It is really exhausting because you get to the end of most days and you think to yourself, when is this actually going to ever end, you know? And the other thing that you think about as well is, like, you kind of feel guilty because you think, okay, like, we both work full time. Is it us? Are we doing something wrong with our parenting? Yeah. And then you look at the second one and she's totally fine. So you go, okay, maybe not, you know? So
the days are long, but the years are short, my friend.
Thanks, Xavier. Everybody out there in the producer's airlock just lost it laughing. We're just about to go out of climate.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that really appreciated what you just said there.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Me feel less alone.
We'll dive into news and traffic.
And the comment was written in the box, mate. I just stole it off someone out there.
Oh, okay,
that's
good.
That's why they laugh.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hit 92 nines. Take your chosen
piece. Happy as Jerry. Now, remember on Friday, this is actually a little bit of an update from what happened on Friday's show. Remember we spoke to a young bloke by the name of Brody Skiberas from Athlete's Foot, and he had bought this old guy a wallet that had been stolen?
An old bloke that gets his shoes from me. Today he was walking past, he yelled out then, he said, Brody, I've been robbed today. I've got him a wallet and I've got in there my Athlete's Foot card with one free pair of shoes and I've left $100 in the wallet.
I just think that is just so beautiful that he did that.
When is he working in?
Athlete's Foot.
At Whitford's.
Go in and say thank you for what he's done.
Yeah, it's a great business. Maybe go replace the $100 by buying a new pair of shoes there today.
Geez, didn't Hillary's deliver? He then did an updated Instagram video, right, on his stories, thanking us for having him on the show and thanking the Hillary's community for coming in. They were bringing him in beers and chocolates, all saying thank you for what he did for that old bloke and getting his wallet.
Hey, take a listen to this.
After the interview on 92.9 and the video, Whitford's, Hillary's community have just been crazy amazing. Joondalup, everyone around us has just been on point. Been delivering just things.
It's nice, eh?
Yeah, isn't that just beautiful? Anyway, now on to what is really happy as Jerry. There's a poo jogger amongst us, apparently in the Kingsley area.
Not shook by that.
You're not? Why?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, just athletes out there that sometimes need to soil themselves on a jog.
What?
What's it got to do with Kingsley?
Athletic area. They run. Not a lot of toilets. No public toilets out there. Yeah. Huh. Per capita, very low.
He's talking like from experience.
Oh, bull dust. Per capita, very low. I love
Mate,
it.
That's COVID.
Brilliant.
COVID as well.
Oh, my gosh.
We all know that public toilets
anyway,
have been closed.
The reason I came across this, I went to Belltower Times, followed them on Instagram, and they had posted a Facebook post that had been, you know, those resident groups, those Facebook groups where you'd post about what's
Join
going
group,
on in the area. And someone had written in saying there's a poo jogger in our midst. I've not gone public with this before. I've put up with it until a repeat occurrence. Again, it's happened 5 times.
Same spot?
5 times, 5 spots.
Five spots.
Five times, same spot, right? And here's the thing, because everyone's like, how can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell the difference, right? Between a human and a dog.
Yeah.
But not only that, it's happening in the same spot behind the same bush 5 times.
Is there a camera there or anything?
Hey?
So there's no photographic evidence of the jogger.
All right, Kingsley, it says, like per capita, one of the lowest areas.
But this is how they've said that it's a human, not a dog.
Yeah.
Because there's sweet corn in it.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wow. Someone's taking the mickey.
That's it.
No, I'm not.
We're actually, hang on.
We're off the rails.
My dog the other day had corn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he was riddled with corn.
Okay.
So that's not only specific to humans.
Well, people are writing, how do they know the corn was sweet?
Not buttered?
Anyway, Poo Jogger, if you're listening, they're on to you, mate.
Okay.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.